And let's get the view now directly from that waterlogged ground in the Midwest. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has been talking with farmers, some of whom are worried that this may all be part of a new normal.
In parts of the Midwest, farmers have been working for months without making a dime. Joe Ottima, farmer near Farley, Missouri, is helping to set up a big pump to drain flooded fields.
Yep, we're continuing to fight the flood and a week or two of farming here and there, but that's pretty much been erased, and so not very much planted.
It's been months since most of Ottima's fields were dry enough to plant, and the corn he managed to get into the ground early, about half of it just rotted in the field. He says the weather has been relentless.
Just from personal experience watching these storms and these weather events, they've gained in strength and magnitude and the amount of rainfall that can come in a short amount of time. And so if that's going to be the new normal, we need to adjust to that being the new normal.
Some farmers have already missed this year's window for planting corn.
We are looking at historic delays when it comes to corn planting.
Michael Nebu, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says farmers nationwide have planted less than 85% of the corn they intended to. Soybeans are way behind as well.
This is the lowest, most delayed planting you've seen since the data originally began being collected back in the 1980s.
Now it's crunch time, and every day farmers delay planting, the yield potential of their crops sinks.
It's just really a mountain of uncertainty for farmers out there right now.
Grain farmers face dicey growing conditions on the one hand and shaky prices for their crops on the other. Most have federally subsidized crop insurance and can draw a payment if weather prevents them from planting. But Menno Ottima, Joe's father, says it's not enough to cover his bills.
It's just outright a loss. Hopefully the next year you do better and this just doesn't get to be a repetitive thing because you're going to go out of business.
So most farmers will plant all they can. Though Paula Cognitori, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service, says the same weather pattern that produced mammoth rainstorms and caused billions in flood damage this spring will probably stay stuck over the Midwest all summer.
The pattern is not looking like it's going to shift too much. It is definitely looking like a wet summer for the Midwest.
And even with lousy growing conditions cutting into production, grain prices are low.
I'm not a happy camper.
Jeff Gaskell, who farms near Rushville, Missouri, says normally catastrophic flooding that cuts supply would drive crop prices way up. But he says those trade wars with China are dampening demand and keeping prices lower than they otherwise would be. The Trump administration's promised to compensate farmers with billions of dollars in aid payments. But Gaskell says farmers just want to trade freely again.
We don't want to take government payments. You know, we're just happy to, if we get decent prices and decent yields, and we're happy, you know.
Midwestern grain farmers may get neither this year. And Chad Hart, an economist at Iowa State University, says the level of government assistance that farmers have long relied on may not be there forever.
In previous years and in previous disasters, taxpayers have been more than willing to step up and help agriculture through tough times. I'm going to argue that's becoming harder and harder for taxpayers to do as we've moved forward.
After all, taxpayers have to help pick up the tab for other disasters, hurricanes, wildfires, blizzards, as well as historic flooding in the Midwest. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.